Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tommy Arashuk, with a look at the stars for the week of July 13th, 2024, as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. That's the astrology of India. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Virgo. Virgo is the mutable earth sign. That's not a bad thing, but boy, can moon Virgo energy be picky. You know, judgmental, always neat and clean, and the person who sees that there's a stain on your t-shirt, it's a good energy to clean a closet, straighten out a sock drawer, and go over a budget. Now, Virgo is a mutable earth sign that works out the details, the fine print. It's the accountant. Add Mars and you have a prosecutor upholding the law. Now, Virgo is about right and wrong. The healthy ones who watch their diet, eat right, and exercise. It's also about digestion, not just what you eat, but what you experience. When Virgo is afflicted, it's hard to take in nutrition or get what the heck just happened to you. The whole idea of knowing something is right or wrong in your gut is a moon Virgo thing. So if you have a good gut instinct, trust it today. Now, Virgo moons think more than they feel, and that's an advantage when it comes to getting to the facts of a matter, and it has no problem calling the balls and strikes of life. If it hurts someone's feelings, well, too bad. You call them as you see them. Virgo moon is also the clear-eyed voice of reason, and we all have it. So heed your inner voice of reason because it could come in handy this week because things, my friends, are getting a little weird out there. Now, for one thing, Mars is on the move. It just entered Taurus, the fixed Earth sign. Mars is the warrior planet, and it gets kind of bogged down in the fixed Earth sign of the bull. But, ooh, not this week. Mars is about to cross Uranus. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. Mars and Uranus are a dangerous combination, famously dangerous, and they can be explosive and out of the blue. It's the surprise gaboom of the zodiac. Remember Mount St. Helena? Well, I would say please avoid volcanoes for the following few days. Now, Mars and Uranus, sad to say, can also be a vibe of violence. So be careful out there. Meanwhile, how are you doing with Saturn going retrograde? What's getting to redo in your life? Are you facing past issues that are saying, hey, remember me? Maybe it's time to fix something that needs a repair, like loose stones or a rotten rail that needs refreshing. The re, is all you need to know about a retrograde Saturn. It's repair, redo, rethink, resign, resume, and so on. Now, Mercury, the planet of rational thought, is in Cancer. And Cancer, well, don't take this the wrong way, folks, is not the most rational sign. It's a feeling sign. So Mercury in Cancer is in the nakshatra of Aslesha, the snake energy. Mercury here is famous for a venomous tongue. Look out for the sting of unkind words this week. Mercury can also nurse resentments that suddenly lunge like a snake with a serpent's sharp tooth. Now today, because Moon is in Virgo, which is Mercury's sign, and Mercury is in Cancer, which is the moon sign, there's a powerful connection called the Parvata Yoga. That's when they exchange mutual energies by being in each other's sign. So Moon Mercury really adds a very strange twist to communication today. All you got to do is pick up the newspaper or listen to the news. It's got to be really wild out there. Now let's talk about Venus, the planet of love and beauty. That's also in the sign of Cancer. Cancer is the sign of the home, So perhaps you'll make your home pretty, you know, add new pillows, a paint job in the kitchen, or adding something like a painting or other work of art. It's been said that beauty is a gift of the divine to us. Always nice to add something beautiful in your home. And nothing is more beautiful than peace, right? Finally, the sun is in the most beneficent nakshatra of the zodiac. It's called Punarvasu, and that means a return of the light. It's the rainbow after the storm. But hey, folks, first the storm, then the rainbow. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at weru.org. Over and out.